In the day's other headlines, a sanctioned Russian oil tanker is now off the coast of Cuba, about to deliver some 700,000 barrels of much-needed oil. Russian officials say it arrived at Cuba's Matanzas port this morning, though ship-tracking data suggests it won't dock until later tonight or tomorrow. It comes amid a crippling U.S. oil blockade, which has led to recurring blackouts and gas shortages. Yesterday, President Trump told reporters that despite the blockade, he has, quote, no problem with Russia's shipment. Today, a Kremlin spokesman said Russia discussed the shipment with the U.S.
Under the blockade, our Cuban friends need petroleum products and oil for the country's life support systems, for generating electricity, and for providing medical and other services to the population. Russia considers it its duty not to stand aside, but to provide the necessary assistance to our Cuban friends.
Experts say Russia's shipment of oil is enough to meet Cuba's energy demand for about 9 or 10 days. The U.S. formally reopened its embassy in Venezuela's capital of Caracas today. It's a major step in the restoration of full diplomatic relations with the country following a U.S. military operation that removed then-President Nicolas Maduro in January.
Buenos días a todos. Les habla Laura Dou desde Caracas.
The U.S. Charge d'Affaires and other officials marked the reopening by posting a Spanish-language video to social media, touting what they called, quote, a new chapter in our bilateral relationship. The facility is in need of significant repair after a 7-year closure that began during President Trump's first term. Israel passed a law today making the death penalty by hanging the default punishment for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. Far-right lawmakers had pushed for the measure for years and cheered its passage. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed up in person to vote in favor of the bill. Israel's firebrand National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir had spearheaded the measure.
From today, every terrorist will know, and the whole world will know, that whoever takes a life, the state of Israel will take their life.
The bill has faced criticism from both Israeli and Palestinian rights groups, with one calling it discriminatory by design. The law is set to take effect in 30 days, though it's expected to face legal challenges in Israel's Supreme Court. The FBI said today the suspect who crashed his truck into a Detroit-area synagogue earlier this month was inspired by the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah.
We do not make this characterization lightly without a thorough review and keen evaluation of the facts.
At a press conference, officials said the suspect, Ayman Ghazali, made a video prior to the attack saying he wanted to, in his words, kill as many of them as I possibly can. The 41-year-old fatally shot himself after an exchange of gunfire with a security guard at Temple Israel in a northwest suburb of Detroit. No one on site was injured in the attack. U.S. immigration officials said today that a Mexican immigrant passed away while in ICE custody in California earlier this month. Jose Guadalupe Ramos is now the 14th such fatality so far this year. His death comes as around 68,000 immigrants are held in federal detention amid President Trump's immigration crackdown. That's near record levels, according to the latest available figures. Last year, at least 31 people died in ICE custody. That was a 2-decade high. The deaths have prompted calls for congressional investigations into conditions at federal detention centers and led to multiple lawsuits. Police in Italy say thieves stole 3 famous paintings from a private museum near the northern city of Parma. The works include Cup and Plate of Cherries by Paul Cézanne, plus paintings by Auguste Renoir and Henri Matisse. Italy's public broadcaster says they're worth more than $10 million, though that figure has not yet been confirmed. Police say the heist took place about a week ago after the robbers forced their way through the museum entrance. Local media outlets say they were in and out in less than 3 minutes. An investigation is ongoing. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed as oil prices continue to rise. Investors also weighed comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said today the central bank can, quote, wait and see how the Iran war affects inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average managed a slight gain of about 50 points. The Nasdaq lost ground, shedding around 150 points. The S&P 500 also ended lower on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, the potential risks and rewards of building a new generation of nuclear power in the U.S. Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. And young adults contend with rising rates of colorectal cancer.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.